Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go, getting underway. Yes, it's the beginning of the end of the Bobby Mac Show here on Thursday, but one more to go. Hour number four is the bonus hour, and it's remarkably similar to the preceding 3 hours, at least in this regard. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. Bob, talking about Tom Steyer setting the bar low. That is setting the bar down on the ground. There you go. Bobby, ironic, isn't it? Steyer's giving money to the Bobby Mac Show and other radio stations so they can continue to preach conservatism. Yeah, that's a interesting irony. Another texter says, Tom Steyer has plenty of advertising on your sister station, Rock 101.1. You all take that fool's money, Bobby Mac. That's because it is against the law to refuse political advertising for a federal office. You can't say no. To the phones we go, beginning with Jeff, who is in Taylor's. He's the leadoff batter here in the bonus hour. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob, I'm glad y'all's taking his money. I tell you what, if you think if he's a billionaire, he wouldn't be stupid as he is, but I guess that doesn't have anything much to do with it.
You know, it's amazing, you know, the questions that are not asked of these candidates and the things they're not called out on. Like Biden the other night, 150 million Americans have been killed by gun violence since 2007. And none of the moderators says a word, you know. It just goes on. Nobody asked Tom Steyer about the bank. He's running TV ads bragging on this bank that he and his wife Kat started, supposedly to help people who are in financial difficulty be able to get loans. See, they're going to help out the underprivileged, you see. And yet they give out used car loans at 28% interest, and they have people whose paychecks are still being garnished to pay them back when their cars get repossessed. So, but nobody asked him about that.
I tell you what scares me, Bob, is this is 30. You want to see what 30 years of dumbing down the education system has got for us. We've got nearly half the people that would vote for these people that are running in, as Democrats. They look like Saturday morning cartoon characters. They're, you know, everything that comes out of their mouth is ridiculous and stupid. You know, I've heard young people, myself, say, well, I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders because I won't have to pay back my student loan.
Right.
You know, the heck with your country and the heck with the, you know, if he were to get elected, you wouldn't have to worry about going to college because there wouldn't be any jobs. You know, you would have to worry about your student loan or anything else for that matter. It scares me to think that so many people are taking these people seriously because they're every one of them with maybe the exception of that Amy Klobuchar, whatever her name is, every one of them are just revered as fools as far as I'm concerned.
It's amazing. There was a guy at the debate Tuesday night, a reporter was doing a stand-up from outside the arena there in North Charleston, and there was some millennial standing behind him, a Bernie supporter. You know, it said Bernie for president, and then underneath it on the sign, it said, pay off my credit card debt.
Well, it's you know, he's almost 80 years old. He's had a heart attack. Just from a technical point of view, you know, whoever runs as his vice president would very likely be your president. So who's that going to be?
Yeah.
Pocahontas? I mean, is that what you want? Better think real hard about that.
Amen. But, amen to that.
I will take your advice and go vote for him on Saturday. I just think that's hilarious.
Look, we know the Democrats are never going to allow Bernie to get the nomination. We've seen on Project Veritas the videos of his field operatives down here in South Carolina. Said, well, if they deny Bernie this time around, Milwaukee's going to burn and other cities are going to burn, which shows you what kind of mentality is behind the people who are supporting this guy. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. Dan is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bobby Mack. You know, people talking about, oh, this virus is going to hurt Trump's chances. You look at that bunch of morons on that stage, an original thought would die of loneliness.
You bet.
And would you want one of them handling any kind of crisis? I mean, you know, and as far as, you know, Bernie, think back to Obama. There's the one famous videotape of the woman saying, you know, now if I need help paying my rent,
mm-hmm.
or if I need, you know, and then the other woman talk about, we can't vote for Romney because Obama gave us a phone and he gave us it, you know.
Right.
Bernie is just dumb enough to go out and be honest about it and all the rest of them, and they're not even lying about it anymore. I mean, you know, Biden's too stupid to realize that the only reason he let in polls was they thought, well, he's, you know, he's been around, he knows what government's supposed to do. And then, you know, when he saw what was happening, he said, well, gee, I better jump on the train too.
Yep. But
there's not, this is going to boil down to how stupid is America right now. I mean, you know, you think about it, there are 60 people with this disease and it's probably going to get bigger.
And, yep. You
know, for anybody to think that, you know, the Trump appointee is head of the HHS, right? That's his only cabinet. That's the only cabinet member that's involved in this.
Well, now Vice President Pence is essentially,
right.
I guess for lack of a better description, he's what, coronavirus czar?
Yeah, I'm not going to use that word just because I hated it so much when Obama did it with all the other stuff.
But, understood.
You know, what you've got are people that are career in place to deal with this. The CDC, except for Rosenstein's sister, I guess,
right,
trying to keep them out of jail.
Right.
But there are people who work in this, and truth be known, without any political, no matter who is in charge, they're going to do what they're going to do. And then they're going to report to the people in charge. I mean, the whole purpose of that press conference yesterday was so the media would have something to talk about.
Sure.
And then so the Democrats could complain. But, I mean, if they weren't, you know, if President Trump and Mike Pence and everybody else went home, hopefully those people would be doing what they could do to stop the spread of this and find a cure. Well, it's a virus. They're not going to find a cure for it. But
yeah.
Maybe find a vaccine or isolate it and identify. You know, it's just the whole, but we have to have the politicians telling us, you know, and Chuck Schumer cares so much more because he wants to spend $8 billion, not just 2.5.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of people with their hands out that aren't getting greased, their palms aren't getting greased like they would when Trump got there. And that's a big part of this. And why can't they use the 2.5 and if they need more, go back and get it?
As the old saying goes, Dan, back to your original question, do you want any of these people that were on the stage Tuesday night running things in this kind of situation? Or for that matter, do you want them negotiating with Kim Jong-un or with the mullahs in Tehran? I don't want these guys running the DMV.
No. I mean, look at their caucus in Iowa. You know, that's what you
yeah.
get.
Yeah. They had 170,000 people voting, and we still don't have a result. And these are the people that want to run your health care. Good luck.
And the one thing I haven't heard is somebody saying, thank God President Trump brought back the industry to this country that he did. And maybe the people trying to stop this and screaming tariffs are bad and tax cuts are evil ought to shut up because, you know, and right now, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't most of our antibiotics and all of our pharmaceuticals come from overseas?
So, sadly, a substantial amount, a way out of proportion amount do. Yes.
You know, so we need to think about bringing some more businesses back to this country.
You bet.
Because, you know, I remember I was in the Navy for 21 years, and one of the things they taught us when I first went in 74, I'm sure the numbers have changed now, but they said America needed to import 50 specific raw materials and minerals and things like that for our industrial base.
Right.
And I would just love somebody to go back and say, you know, well, we don't need those anymore because that's manufactured overseas. You know, and I would like to know what the differences are.
But, that would be a welcome change and one that we need in order to have that level of self-sufficiency that we can tell these people when we find ourselves in a situation like this, we can just tell them, sorry, but we're not buying from you right now because we have our own. Dan, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. When we come right back on the other side, the Bobettes will join me as I review today's Boneheads and the News.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So it was just last week that the market set a record for an all-time high. So whatever is bled off in all these downturns in the fear of the coronavirus, the market still closed today, what, 25,700? Something like that? Isn't that a little early to be panicky? Okay, here we go. Time for the Thursday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And I am joined for today's edition of Boneheads by Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, who is reaching for her microphone even as I speak, and Little Annie in the news center.
What's up, Boneheads?
Here we go. Woman in Michigan made Boneheads. You know, if you order Nachos Bel Grande and instead you get Nachos Supreme, somebody is going to pay.
Uh-oh.
Brittany Felton, Flint, Michigan. About 2 in the morning, went through the Taco Bell drive-thru. The employees got her order wrong. Uh-oh. She was upset about not getting what she ordered, so she took out her purple handgun and fired a shot into the building.
Oh, there's some serious munchies.
That'll teach them. Apparently, she wanted her tacos or her chalupas or whatever, said the county prosecutor. Nobody hurt. Cops tracked her down, arrested on 2 felony counts, assault with intent to murder, and illegal use of a firearm. She's facing a maximum sentence of life in prison.
Good.
Wow. How about this poor guy? I can relate. 75-year-old guy in Florida. You know, there you are, stuck in a hospital bed. The nurse call button just isn't fast enough. John King was in a hospital in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, for respiratory failure over the weekend. He felt like the nurses were ignoring him when he kept asking them to bring him his clothes. So to get their attention, he did what I guess most rational people would do. He lit his hospital bed on fire. Yes, that did get the nurse's attention. Mainly when the 84-year-old guy who John was sharing the hospital room with yelled to them, "Hey, the MF-er in here just lit his bed on fire and I can't breathe."
Oh, no.
Fortunately, they had a fire extinguisher handy. Nobody was hurt. The staff caught John trying to escape on the elevator, held him until the officers got there. He was arrested for felony arson.
Wow.
He's old enough to know better, wouldn't you think? How about this poor guy? You take your vehicle in for service and you don't get it back for 3 weeks.
Uh-oh.
This is Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
Another Florida man. Guy took his 03 Jeep Liberty into the shop for repairs. They didn't get it back to him for 3 weeks. And when they finally did, he looked around and found sand inside it, along with women's underwear.
Woohoo! Oh, dear.
It had also been driven 1,000 miles and had racked up a bunch of parking tickets. A reporter went to the repair shop. The owner did not want to talk about it. Claims the guy is either lying or, he's just not sure.
Well, I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I'm 1,000% sure of that one. Yes, that was not there. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay, well, it wasn't me.
You know anything about that?
That guy's crazy.
He's crazy? How?
Yeah. I don't know. Where would he make that up? That's what civil court's for. Let him bring the ticket.
He says he has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude. So all that.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
There you go. By the way, the employee who they suspect was responsible for this can't answer questions. He's unavailable because he's currently facing murder charges.
Oh, good one.
Wow. Well, you know, coaches have a tendency to get excited, especially when you win something big. You know, high school baseball coach in where else?
Florida.
Correct. Gave an excited speech to his team last year after they won the school's first state championship in 3 decades. But he got a little carried away and dropped, a few F-bombs in his victory speech to the team.
The whole state!
Yeah! Yeah!
We got this right here! No one else has it! It's ours!
Yeah!
You guys showed up! You played the game! You played it right! You never panicked! Got type 1 diabetes.
Yeah! victory locker room speech went viral, and the coach was relieved of his duties as the coach of the team. But then cooler heads prevailed. They said, wait a second, the guy just won the state championship for us. First time in 3 decades. He's reinstated. Hopefully with a cleaned up vocabulary. Members of a college cross-country team near Albany, New York, really wanted Chick-fil-A. But the closest one they could drive to, 90 minutes away. But then, a stroke of genius, realized a nearby airport had a Chick-fil-A, so the captain of the team bought the cheapest airline ticket he could for under $100, went through security, and ordered for 18 people. They got 15 sandwiches, 15 large fries, 156 chicken nuggets, one bag of cookies, and a lemonade. That must have been to drink on the way back to school. Final bill, $227.
Now it's more like a challenge, and if we could have done that, which we did successfully, we thought, oh, there is a Chick-fil-A in the airport right near us. How much would it cost? We could all split it, and just one person gets all the food. It was about $5 or $6 a person. We, like, equated to a Grubhub delivery charge. They walked me all the way to TSA, and I waved goodbye to them like I was waving goodbye to my family and going on a trip. She said, oh, it's a big order? And I said, oh, yeah, it's a big order. I would do it again. We'd probably do it on a Monday when the flight's a little cheaper.
Well, you know, when you got an urge, you just got to satisfy it. Finally, some guy who apparently had plenty of time on his hands has a musical inclination, so he lined up 7 glasses of water filled to different levels, made a makeshift drumstick, and backed it up with an improvised foot drum and homemade maracas, and gave us his take on the 80s classic Take On Me on glasses of water.
Very cool.
There you go. There's his take.
It's perfect picture.
Nice. On Take On Me.
I'll see what you did there.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That is the Thursday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. I am back on the other side with the last half of the bonus hour here on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here as we climb towards 7. It is the closing half of the bonus hour here on Thursday as we go back to the phones. Let's head to Greenville and bring in Richard on the program. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby Mac. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Two things. On the primary, I thought about, you know, voting for Bernie, vote for Biden, but I think I'm going to pick one of the others. It's just if, you know, Bernie gets in by just how crazy things are. I mean, we know there was vote tampering with the DNC and this, that, and the other in different places, and they'll do it again. So anyway, that's my point on that. And, you know, it could happen.
Yes.
You know, one thing that I think that President Trump has been doing late, all his since he's been in office, he's been fair and rational and kind of predictive. But one thing he did that he's never really done anything that's purely political, I don't think, that's way out there, except for what he did yesterday when he put Pence in charge of this coronavirus deal. Because it's brilliant, you think about it, if it goes awry, then he says, well, my vice president, and I'm sure him and Pence have already talked about this, you're the fall guy.
Yeah.
Because I have to win in 2020. And so I think that's purely, so the man's getting better, okay? He's getting some politics in him. And then the other thing with this coronavirus, because you look where it's really exploding, because I've heard it on somebody's radio show or something, that said basically it could have been engineered by us and leaked out, because I think there's something about, somebody called in about some people in France or whatever, which is right, you know, literally sometimes it's right across the border. But I would not put the deep state beyond. Okay, first, we know our biggest military threats to China, and why not? You know?
Well, there's a story that's circulating that this guy who was at a Canadian lab, well, that's one story, the guy who was in a Canadian lab may be responsible for having lifted the sample out of the lab and taken it. And the other story that's been circulating, and this one is relatively new, is that this Harvard professor, biochemistry guy, who's just been charged by the FBI, along with two other Chinese nationals, with taking $50,000 a month and helping them build this lab in Wuhan, these two Chinese nationals who were working with him were attempting to smuggle this out in their socks. And that perhaps they had an accident, and the agent was released into the atmosphere, and that's where it came from. But yeah, I mean, there are as many stories out there about the origination of this as there are people willing to start a rumor.
Right, and as far as you know, to us doing it, I think I mentioned that we needed to get the manifest of all the flights, and then that stuff could be. I mean, that guy's supercomputers that will pull that stuff up for, you know, the government. There's, you know, different branches of it that do the intel and all that. They could take that instead of spying on people. Let's put it to use for good. But to see where all these people are gone, because I guarantee you they have to be more of them in the U.S. with and as much trade that's done and vice versa. Because secondly, that needs to be done. And also the advent of our FEMA camps. I thought a caller called in at some time and said he was part of the contractor for the FEMA camps that were done under Obama. And is there any activity, different activity, at those FEMA camps, i.e. turning some of the facilities, upgrading to make them look more like hospitals or vice versa? That's where I'd really like to see that.
I have not heard anything in along those lines. I do know that the military has set up a number of potential areas to be used for quarantining individuals, or at least half a dozen of them, and they're scattered around at various military bases or adjacent to military bases that have big airports nearby. We'll see. We'll continue to track it, though. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate the call. 642, 18 before 7 o'clock. About this business of the Democrats wanting to deny Bernie. There's a big story at Breitbart today. Members of the Democrat establishment have demonstrated concern over the potential of crazy commie Bernie running away with the Democrat Party's nomination. Many superdelegates have signaled that in the event of a contested convention, they would not immediately throw their support behind him. New York Times interviewed 93 superdelegates in recent days, found overwhelming opposition to backing the socialist presidential hopeful as the party's nominee if he fails to enter the party's convention with a majority of delegates. A Democrat candidate needs a majority of pledged delegates, and that is 1,991, going into the convention in order for that candidate to secure the nomination on the first ballot. Anything less would result in a contested convention, handing power back to superdelegates or unpledged delegates who could defy the will of Democrat voters and throw support behind someone else. Sanders is the only Democrat candidate who has stated his belief that the candidate going into the convention with the most delegates should be the nominee, regardless of whether or not he or she fails to reach the magic 1,991 number. Moderate Democrats and establishment party leaders across the board panicked by Sanders' rise and the impact it could have down the ballot, from maintaining control of the House to taking over the Senate. Superdelegates, comprised of many of those party officials and Democrat leaders, share their concerns. The Times spoke to several of the worried Democrat players and found that they are willing to risk intra-party damage to stop his nomination at the national convention in July if they get the chance. Since Mr. Sanders' victory in Nevada's caucuses on Saturday, the Times has interviewed 93 party officials, all superdelegates, who could have a say on the nominee at the convention, and found overwhelming opposition to handing the Vermont senator the nomination if he arrived with the most delegates but fell short of a majority. Quote, "We're way, way, way past the day where party leaders can determine an outcome here, but I think there's a vibrant conversation about whether there's anything that can be done," said Jim Himes, a Connecticut congressman and superdelegate who believed the nominee should have a majority of delegates. And by the way, as I've mentioned a number of times along the way, the winners of the primaries don't get all the delegates from that state. It's divided up proportionately. So even if you win, you still got a road ahead. And, of course, Super Tuesday coming up next week as well. Quarter before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back to wrap things up here on Thursday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. And here I was thinking I was in bad shape just because I had a really bad cold. Apparently, it could have been a lot worse. I could have hypogonadism.
I don't think so. Stupid.
I hope not. That's all I need. Get out of here with that. 10 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. So Democrats aren't in favor of the popular vote when it comes to the delegates in their party, proving the Electoral College works. Bobby Mac, I'm voting Saturday for chaos, but my concern is if we all don't vote for the same Democrat, doesn't work, and simply looks like a high Democrat turnout in South Carolina. Your thoughts, if I'm not beating a dead horse? Yeah, and you know, if it's going to be a bigger turnout than they would usually have anyway, because this Operation Chaos, or Trump 2-29, whichever, is not only going on here in the upstate, it's going on statewide. And I think a majority of the votes will be for crazy commie Bernie. And no wonder, considering what this guy's plans are. Bernie has unexpectedly released a fact sheet explaining how he would pay for his sweeping new government programs. No surprises here. New taxes, massive lawsuits against the fossil fuel industry. God, you want to bring this country to its knees, which is what he'd like to do. That's a great way to do it. And by slashing spending on the military. He released that to head off complaints that his plans were economically unrealistic after a head-turning CBS News interview in which the frustrated Vermont senator said he couldn't rattle off to you every nickel and every dime about his proposed expenditures. The fact sheet highlighted for the first time that many of crazy Bernie's expected so-called cost-cutting measures rely on conjecture and best-case scenarios. For example, the Sanders document asserts that a modest tax on Wall Street speculation will raise an estimated $2.4 trillion over 10 years and in one fell swoop make all public colleges, universities, and trade schools tuition-free and cancel all student debt over the next decade. The proposal specifically would place a 0.5% tax on stock trades, that is 50 cents on every $100 of stock, one-tenth of 1% on bond trades, and another fee on derivative trades. National Review has likened a tax on so-called Wall Street speculation to a de facto tax on savings, saying the Sanders plan is untested and would mean paying $25 to the federal government every time you traded $5,000 worth of stock, or five times what you'd pay the typical online brokerage in fees. I'm reminded of the broker in the Schwab commercials. Schwab. He ought to be saying Sanders. Over the long term, that imposes serious costs on actively traded funds, such as the ones containing many Americans' retirement funds. Meanwhile, housing for everyone would cost $2.5 trillion over 10 years, would be paid entirely by a wealth tax on the top one-tenth of 1%, raising a total of $4.35 trillion, according to Sanders' fact sheet. Universal child care and preschool to every family in America would be provided with a wealth tax on the top one-tenth of 1%. What makes him think that these people are so stupid they're going to sit there and pay that? Of course they're not. They're going to move their money out of the country. Sanders' plan did not discuss the possible stock market ramifications of a major seizure of this wealth, much of which is held in markets and other investments. The plan would require the IRS to perform an audit of 30% of wealth tax returns for those in the 1% bracket and a 100% audit rate for all billionaires. A new income inequality tax on large corporations that pay CEOs at least 50 times more than average workers would take care of $81 billion in past due medical debt. God, this stuff is all pie in the sky. Additionally, Sanders cited economists as he promised that by averting climate catastrophe, we'll save $2.1 trillion over 10 years, blah, blah, blah. He said that without providing details, that his Green New Deal plan, the one that AOC is pushing, would create 20 million new jobs, ensuring $2.3 trillion in new income tax revenue. What are those jobs going to be? And who's going to take them? On health care, Sanders has previously vowed to provide benefits, including health care, even to illegal immigrants. It's unclear how many people that unprecedented proposal would cover, especially given that such a plan would likely lead to a rise in immigration to the U.S., and the number of illegals presently in the country is unknown. So, again, you know, this is, who knows what this stuff is? Well, it's garbage is what it is. But look, you know, these are the plans from a guy who never saw a tyrannical commie dictator that he didn't identify with. Oh, and Obama is ticked off. He is sending out a cease and desist letter demanding a pro-Trump group pull its attack ad that uses his voice to suggest that Joe Biden is in favor of plantation politics. The ad began airing on TV stations across South Carolina Tuesday, aimed at dissuading voters from supporting Bernie. It used an Obama quote from the audio book Dreams from My Father, where he says, Joe Biden promised to help our community. It was a lie, the ad's narrator says, inferring that his former VP is a proponent of plantation politics. Well, wasn't it Joe who said, yeah, you know, those Republicans, they want to put you all back in chains. Right. Bernie's the one that wants to put you in chains, the chains of a communist dictatorship. That's all the time for today. Thanks for being here. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
Hoo-ah! So long. Farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye. Till our next show. Goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.